Part of downtown Rapid City goes dark this weekend. It's in conjunction with a global event called Earth Hour, where cities around the world are shutting off lights for an hour. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray reports, the issue aims to bring awareness to both conservation and light pollution.
Many who live in South Dakota are used to seeing the stars at night, but people who live in large cities don't enjoy the night sky in the same way. Diane Knutson is an organizer of the Earth Hour event in Rapid City.
There are a bunch of people that haven't seen the Milky Way or don't see it very often, and it's such a beautiful aspect to look up and see the vast sky.
According to officials with the Black Hills Astronomical Society, the state is home to a rare Category 1 dark site in the Slim Buttes area of Harding County. This level of darkness occurs only in very remote places where light pollution doesn't impede the nighttime sky. Knutson says dark skies in rural South Dakota are an asset to the state.
There are not very many places like that available, and a lot of people in the city have to drive extended amounts of time to be able to get to a point to do any observations.
Knutson says the event in Rapid City starts at 8 o'clock Saturday night and includes a proclamation by city officials and a film called Dakota Starry Nights. Lights go out in part of downtown at 8:30. National park officials from Wind Cave and the Badlands are giving night sky presentations in Main Street Square. And members of the Black Hills Astronomical Society and the South Dakota Space Grant Consortium are setting up telescopes for the public to view both Jupiter and the moon. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.